Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 15th day of Elul, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Omdu Bisvila. They stood up to daven now, after the stirring words from the older person, from the elder. They would now get up and daven there. This is in the central square. Moridin Lifnei HaTeva. They would send before the Omid a chazan zoken who would be elderly, virogil, and familiar with the order of davening. The Yesh Lebonim, a man who had children who relied on him for their livelihood. Oveso Rekom, and a house that was empty. It had almost nothing to support them with. Others say, in the Gemara, it means empty from Averis, whose house didn't have Averis. And what was the purpose of this? Kedei sheyehei liboy sholem batvila. This was in order to have a chazan there, a batvila, whose heart would be wholesome, would be really earnest in davening. He would daven with a great kavana, he would daven with humility, with a subdued heart, with a broken heart. Va'oimer lifneim esrim ba'arba brachis. And he would recite in his Shemoneh Esrei 24 brachas. Shemoneh Esrei b'Shem b'Chol Yom, the 18 of every day, and plus another 6 brachas, which would be inserted between Goel Yisrael and Rafa'enu, as the coming Mishnayos will relate. Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elohein. And these are the extra 3 brachas that were inserted between Goelenu and Refa Chalam Yisrael. Zichronos v'Shefaros, there would be the bracha of Zichronos and Shefaros. These are the 2 extra brachas that we say in Rosh Hashanah in our Misuf, beginning with Ata Zoicher Masa Olam, memories, and Ata Nigalei Saban and Kvedecha, talking about how Hashem appeared with the Shofar, on Har Sinai, blowing of the Shofar. That's the first 2. The 3rd bracha was El Hashem Batsaroso Li Karosi Bayaneni. To Hashem, in my distress I call and he answers me. This is from chapter 120 in Tilim. And he would conclude with a bracha. The brachas themselves, the conclusions will be explained in the next Mishnah. Number 4, the 4th bracha that was inserted. Esa Einai El Hehorim V'Gemer. I lift my eyes to the mountains. At chapter 121 in Tilim. And that too would be concluded with a bracha. Mimamakim krasich Hashem, from the depths I call upon you, Hashem. That's Mizmar Kuflamed, 130 of Tilim. He concludes with a bracha there too. And the 6th one was Tfila la'ane chiyatef. This is from chapter 102 in Tehillim, and he would conclude with a bracha there too. Rabbi Huda Omer, lo'hayat tzorich lo'mar zichronos v'shafaros. He says there was no need to say on a fast day the Zichronos and Shofaros, to say those brachas which we do in Rosh Hashanah. El Omer Tachday, and instead of them, says Rabbi Huda, what they would say was Ro'ov ki yev oretz, dever ki yev gomer. The psukim in Malachim Perek Ches, from Pasuk Lamed Zayin onwards, which was talking about Zichronos, those psukim that talk about pestilence, we're talking about Deber, and Asher Hoyo Debar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Dibri HaBatzaros, the prophecy in Yirmiyahu chapter 14, where God speaks to Yirmiyahu concerning the drought, that would replace the Shofaros one. V'Omer Chos Mayan, and after each bracha he would say the Chasima, the conclusion of the bracha, as will be explained later. Some of Farshim, the Tiferes Yisrael, learned that this last clause of the Mishnah, Omer Chasmein, that he says the conclusions are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that even though Rabbi Yehuda argued about the first 2 brachas, and he holds we don't use the text of the Zichronos and Shofaros of Rosh Hashanah, rather we use the psukim that he mentioned before from the book of Yirmiyahu and the book of Malachim. But as far as the chasima, the conclusion of the brachas are, he agrees that the chasima, the conclusion, should be with Zichronos and Shofaros, respectively.